Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, December 2nd, 2013. God, that seems hard to say. It has gone fast. We'll begin this evening's, well, first of all, I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening with an invocation by Pastor Sean Pugh of the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Zachary Wahlberg from Troop 301. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
In the Christian church, this time of year is called Advent. And in Advent, it's an almost but not yet. And it's talked about as being a door frame, and you're standing between carpet and tile. And usually there's a thin place there that you can pour forward, and it's almost, and go backwards, and it's not yet. So that's where we stand before this meeting tonight, almost and not yet. So let us pray. Gracious God of almost and not yet, please be with the mayor and the city council and all of the other people that are here tonight. Listen to what people have to say. God, give them the wisdom to answer the way they need to answer. Give them the ability to listen and hear what it is that they need to hear. And bless and keep them, and let everybody have a safe travel as they go home on this night. Please be with the people in this city that don't have a place to stay tonight, those that are hungry, those that are alone, and those that are sick. Please bless and keep all of them, and we thank you so much for being here in this place at this time of almost, but not yet. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. And thank you, Pastor Pugh. You've given new meaning and understanding, because my wife says that a lot to me. Almost and not yet. Actually, she says not even close. So thank you.
So much trouble.
I know. But you know, what's new? It's like a typical thing. For the past several years, the council member sitting to my left, your right, is Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh, has really done an incredible thing, leading a toy drive every year. And he does a great job. And as a matter of fact, he has done such a good job that he's really enticed others to catch the spirit and join in. And I'm going to turn it over to him now, because I think you've got some of those people who have joined you that you'd like to honor tonight.
I think Mira has some very special guests tonight. Institute of Technology. For the last 5 years, we've in our district have had a toy drive in conjunction with our holiday pancake breakfast at Fire Station 207. And the toy drive benefits Cardin Children's Hospital. And 3 years ago, I got an inquiry from the East Valley Institute of Technology saying we'd like to help. And boy, did they. And their executive club council has, each of the last 3 years, has stepped up and helped out just in an amazing way in terms of allocating their student funds towards the toy drive. And we have some of the members here tonight, as well as their instructor. Their instructor is Eric Perez. And I want to at least recognize all those who took an active part in getting the toys. And we have a very special video presentation to tell you a little bit more about what they did and why they did it. But if you hear a wave when I call your name, but I know that some of the students couldn't be here tonight. Laura Gonzalez is here, Cecito Macia, and Lyric Dries, Deanne Roy, Desiree Gould, Gina Williams, Sydney Snyder, Justin Parsons, and Jalen Gagnon. These students from EVIT are from both the morning and afternoon sessions at the school, and they're from high schools from all around the East Valley. And they've come together in a very special way to help our toy drive. And so If we could, let's go ahead and run the video, and it will tell you a wonderful story of a community that cares.
District 3 Councilmember Dennis Cavanaugh's 5th Annual Holiday Toy Drive is underway, and for the third straight year, students from the East Valley Institute of Technology have made a major contribution to the cause. EVIT students visited the Riverview Walmart to purchase $1,200 worth of toys to be donated.
Well, because EVIT has a lot of people supporting us, we love to support other people too. So giving back means so much to us, and doing anything we can, even meaning donating even a little bit more, as much as we can, it helps a lot.
Well, EVIT just made my holiday season because they came through once again for the third year in a row for our toy drive, and this year it's bigger and better than ever.
Councilmember Cavanaugh accompanied the kids on their shopping spree, watching Mesa's next generation of leaders having fun while giving back to their community.
Well, part of the fun and enjoyment for me is watching the kids pick out the toys and asking which ones were their favorites, and it was really a lot of entertainment for me watching their faces picking the toys out. You know, the EVIT students really have taken this toy drive and elevate it to a new dimension in the community, and what they've done has really inspired a lot of other folks in the community to take part in the toy drive, so it's really great.
I think the most fun was trying to make it a competition to see, okay, I have $60 left, how many things can I buy?
Students from both the morning and afternoon classes bought more than 200 toys for the toy drive and even had time to test a few out.
Well, they're these Ninja Turtle masks, and so we all took turns putting them on and taking pictures, and it was really fun because I feel like it was a boy's toy, but it was really fun to put on, and girls or guys can play with them, but that was definitely my favorite, the little Michelangelo mask. Just getting in there and grabbing all of those toys was just so much fun, and knowing that you're doing it for a great cause is even better.
The students of EVIT know the toys go to kids who have to spend the holidays in the hospital, which motivated them to up their donation for 2013.
That's what made us really want to do this and give more money, because we have a specific fund that we take money from, and it's all students that give the money. And it was really cool to be like, okay, well, we have this much money we can give this year, and that was really exciting.
Councilmember Cavanaugh was impressed not only by the students' generosity, but also by their sense of civic pride and respect for their community.
I think these kids really get the idea of responsibility and support in your community on so many different levels, and so that was it was really gratifying to hear that.
For more information on where to drop off a new unwrapped toy, please visit mesaaz.gov/council/Cavanaugh.
To our great kids. And we always like to have a photo op, so I'm going to come down and we're going to have a quick photo op.
Great, thank you. And thanks, Dennis, for all the work you've done and for the example you've set. Really do appreciate that. And thanks to the students of EVIT, who I know I've been around when you've been having fundraising for this project, and it's really great to see the school and the students really get into it. It shows what makes community great. Thank you. Next, we'd like to present Laura Heineman, who's the Deputy Director of the Development Sustainability Department, sorry, Ms. Solanka, I can't say that very fast, for Mesa's Extraordinary Properties. Laura?
Good evening. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to show you four properties today that are just really wonderful places in our neighborhood, in our community. Our Extraordinary Properties campaign accepts nominations from the community as well as the code officers that are out in the neighborhood, and they see these properties. Each quarter, a panel of community leaders comes together and selects those that are really business owners and homeowners that just take a lot of pride in their property, and it just stands out in the neighborhood in which it's located in. This evening, we're going to have four properties being recognized by City Council. They're going to receive a certificate this evening and then a sign for their yard, which they'll be able to post for 3 months. And each of them will be nominated for the Mayor's Award for Building a Better Mesa. Each extraordinary property that is nominated receives a thank you note and a certificate. Our first recipient is a nonprofit organization. This evening, Anita Huizar Hernandez is accepting it for June Carbine. June Carbine and her staff are volunteers at Casa de Amor Baptist Center on South McDonald in Stewart South Mesa neighborhood. Have a lovely facility. It's used as a church, and now it is a food and clothing and... It was a church, and now it's a food, clothing, and training ministry. Many of the volunteers are between the ages of 75 and 90, and they go to great lengths to take care of the property, maintaining the landscaping, picking up trash, and sweeping, just making the place look nice every single day, because they want it looking their best for their clients so that they feel special and they know they're being cared for. So this evening, Anita Huizar Hernandez will be accepting this certificate presented by District 4 Councilmember Chris Glover and Mayor Smith. Our other three recipients are for residential properties. First, we want to recognize Frances Esparza for her home on South Grand in the Stewart Edition neighborhood. This evening, Gloria Esparza Nobel and Sally Esparza Galvin will be accepting that certificate for her. Miss Esparza has lived in the home for more than 50 years, where she raised 11 children. The family made improvements to their homes over the years, including new windows and a fence. Mrs. Esparza's late husband, Frank, was a groundskeeper at ASU and always wanted the yard to look good. I'm sure he's very proud of last weekend's performance, too. Her son-in-law, Richard Galvin, now takes care of the lawn. This evening, Gloria Nobel and Sally Galvin, come on up. Next, we want to recognize Gerald and Patricia Spellman for their home on South Grand in the Stewart Edition neighborhood. Mr. Spellman said the house was a shack when he bought it more than 30 years, and you can see now that he's invested time and sweat equity into the home. He's added river rock in the front yard to help conserve water and energy, and he added 10,000 bricks from the old armory at Broadway and Center to his backyard. Mr. Spellman said the city has been a great partner to help stabilize his neighborhood, and getting the award is gratifying because it shows somebody appreciates how much work they've done. Would the Spellmans like to come up? Our final recipient of the Extraordinary Properties Award are Alberta and Norman Guardia for their home on South Grand in the Stewart South Mesa neighborhood. The home on the property was abandoned when they purchased it. The Guardias tore it down and built a brand new home. The home was custom built. With the help of their friend, Chris Alvarado, they have a fully built backyard with a barbecue, a swimming pool, and a waterfall. It's really a lovely home in the neighborhood. Would you like to come up? They brought their children with them today. Congratulations to our latest recipients of the Extraordinary Properties Campaign. We want to thank our committee of volunteers who've selected the Extraordinary Properties, and Linda Flake, Cynthia Dunham, Pat Gilbert, Kirsten Howe, and Stephanie Wright. We're always accepting nominations for Extraordinary Properties. I'm pleased to say we've received many nominations throughout the city. It's wonderful to see how this program is really gaining some momentum. But if you see a home or a business that really stands out in the area of Mesa in which it's located, you can submit your nomination to Mesa Extraordinary Properties at mesaaz.gov.
Thank you, Laura. And thanks to all of you who have shown what you can do with a lot of pride and more than a little bit of sweat. 10,000 bricks in your backyard?
Two at a time.
You know that while it was a beautiful thing, every husband in this whole city is completely ticked off at you right now. Because I think we're all going to have a nice little conversation, a one-way conversation with our wives. Say, 10,000 bricks, huh? And how many have you put in? What was it? Almost, but not quite, or whatever. Okay. No, congratulations. I mean, those are, if you notice, the thing, every time I see these pictures, these are not mansions. They're not, you know, overlooking. These aren't the types of efforts we're looking at. These are incredible houses, a lot of them older, that people have just, through the years, a lot of work and a lot of TLC, and they're beautiful, beautiful properties. And the thing is that they do so much to elevate their neighborhoods. And when you elevate your neighborhoods, the entire city is really elevated. So thank you for being part of helping our community out. Really do appreciate it. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, which will be read into the record tonight by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Cise Pueda Foundation, one-day charitable event, Saturday, December 14th, 1300 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Cise Pueda Foundation, one-day charitable event, Saturday, December 22nd, 1300 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Gus's New York Pizza and Bar, 2015 North Power Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for Presort Mail Services for the Business Services Department. Item 4B, act on six-month renewal of term contract for industrial supplies for citywide use. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal of term contract for landscape maintenance for citywide facilities as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle and one replacement cargo van for the Facilities Maintenance Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4E, act on contract for real-time adaptive traffic signal system. Funding is available from the 2008 Street Bonds and a Federal Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Grant. Item 4F, act on one-year renewal of term contract for LED modules for pedestrian and traffic control signals for the Transportation Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 731 replacement pedestrian countdown signal modules to upgrade 53 city intersections for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the ADOT Project Federal Grant. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding made available through a grant award from the Arizona Commission on the Arts. This award provides funds to support festivals, classes, and free and or low-cost programs at the Mesa Arts Center. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-051, the 8900 block of East Upper Canyon Drive, located north of McAllops Road on the west side of Ellsworth Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow a single resident subdivision in Parcel 2 of the Mountain Bridge Master Plan. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance of the City Council acknowledging receipt of the report and recommendations of the Independent Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials and increasing the compensation for the offices of Mayor and City Council. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending various sections of the Mesa City Code, Title 9, Public Ways and Property, Chapter 13, Foreign Trade Zone, to update Title 9, Chapter 13, and to make changes to conform to federal law and providing penalties for violations of the ordinance. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any items that a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. We have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh and a second from Councilmember Glover to approve the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 8A, a resolution approving the street name change from Third Place to Martin Luther King Jr. Way from North Center Street to North Centennial Way, as recommended by the Sustainability and Transportation Committee and a whole heck of a lot of other people. Would like to recognize those in attendance tonight from the MLK committee, but also I'd like to ask John Goody to come on up and give us a little background on this and say a few words. John, come on up. And in full disclosure, Mr. Goody, although he's not dressed in formal uniform tonight, is one of our incredible park rangers. And you can see John around the community. You can't miss John around the community, but you can see him a lot. He does a lot for our community. John,
well,
welcome.
Well, thank you, Mayor. And if you guys heard my little radio, I'm sorry it came on to interrupt you, but I cut it off. Thank you very much for allowing me to stand before you to speak on behalf of Dr. Cliff Moon, Everett Woods, and all of the committee members here today, past and present. I put my cowboy hat on. I always wear it, but usually indoors I don't wear it. But it was one of the last things my mother gave me before she passed in 2002 of cancer, and she told me to wear it proudly. So I'm wearing it today because I am proud that the city council will vote on endorsing Martin Luther King Way here in Mesa. This is just a historic moment. I am full of emotions as I think about people who pulled me and Pat Gilbert and a few other people in a room and told us exactly what we needed to do, and they stood behind the scenes when we were trying to pursue this holiday. And those people, all of them, are not here. Mayor Wayne Brown, who I remember in this chamber when Mayor Hawker was sworn in, he said that his greatest accomplishment was being the mayor when the citizens of Mesa voted on the Martin Luther King holiday. Mesa is the only city in Arizona, and probably the only city in the state, that voted to have an MLK holiday. So we can take great pride in that. Even though our roads were a little rocky from the beginning, the citizens finally voted in the holiday. And Mayor Wayne Brown, his office, of course, was at City Plaza, just right across the street from where we are now. The other person who I want to recognize is Mr. Robert Britton. He was the CEO of the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau. He was the stealth general behind the move for this particular holiday. He is also not with us. Him and Mayor Brown are interned right down the street, less than a mile from where this particular MLK Way will be named. Another person is going to be Ellen Southern Comfort Pence, who was the public information officer for the city of Mesa, who was very instrumental in helping us organize so that we can pass this particular holiday. She is no longer with us. Another person would be Ross Farnsworth Sr. A lot of people don't know Mr. Farnsworth was behind this move. He met with me several times and told me, John, whatever you need, I'll do some my working behind the doors. He said, I don't want to be in the limelight. I don't want to step out front. So I want to give kudos to Mr. Farnsworth and all the Farnsworth family here in Mesa as we approach this historic, I hope, endorsement of MLK Way. Sally Arentes, a Hispanic civil rights leader, very respected in the city of Mesa. She was around to help us get this particular holiday. Dave Mert, he was the person at the Hilton Hotels, also very instrumental and supported us, and he is no longer with us. And Minnie Batch, another person who has gone. And last but not least, City Councilman Jerry Board, who sat where you guys are sitting right now, was very instrumental in helping us get this particular holiday. He even ran for mayor, and from what I understand, was a very close vote, but Mayor Brown beat him out. I just want to say that you, city council members, will be the councilman who will make history if the vote is cast to support this wonderful holiday. And it has emphasis. Third Place, a lot of people don't know, is where we first had our, it was called Rendezvous Center. That little building there on Third Place was where we had our first official MLK celebration. That's where it was held. And that particular spot on Third Place is where we start the MLK parade. So question came about, well, the significance of the street, why don't we go for Mesa Drive? Well, you know, we weren't shooting for the pie or sky. We just wanted a simple beginning so that we, the kids who are coming up in the city of Mesa, when they drive by there, they'll know that this was an historic street after named after a man who had a dream and had a lifelong legacy of brotherhood and togetherness. And I just can't say enough thank you for allowing me to be here, and I hope you feel in your hearts to let Mesa have an MLK way. You know, Dallas has them, Houston has them, different cities. You know, it's time, and I pray and I hope that you endorse this. And I want to say thanks to Mr. Cliff Moon, because under his direction and leadership, the committee has have a celebration for the last 8 years, a parade, a dinner, a fundraising. Thousands of people come to downtown Mesa to share in this weekend of festive togetherness and remembrance. And how wonderful it'll be to say, hey, the parade will start at Martin Luther King Way. Thank you very much, City Councilmen.
Thank you, John. Sorry, what? Well, you can call it. I was going to do it anyway, but if you want to call it, go ahead. Call it.
What are you making a speech?
I'm not making a speech. I'm not making a speech. Well, I might now. Now that you mention it. How can I top John Goody? You can't. You can't. So I'm not even going to try to. I will ask for a... We have a motion. Oh, I do believe we have a motion. Have a motion from Councilmember Glover, a second from Councilmember Luna. Is there any comments, questions? Please vote. And the vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Thank you very much. Motion is approved. Usually we don't allow applause, except for after Scott Summers speaks.
Mayor.
But I will tell you that certainly deserved it, and that was more than welcome. Mayor. We also have something else. I'll get to Lenny. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. You know, everyone's... I know I screw up the meeting a lot, but we now have something very special. We are... Lenny Hume of the city staff also came, and we already have a...
Come on,
Lenny is going to present to you a sign here. I think they were thinking positively about the outcome of this. Yeah. So, Lenny, why don't you explain what we're doing?
Sure, Mayor and Council, we were excited about it. I also want to thank Al Zuby from our Transportation Department, Alan Sanderson, working on this project. It's been a long project, and we felt that the committee deserves something, and we also need to know how big this sign is going to be. So we mocked up the sign, and our goal was to have this set up for the parade and the event, and that's our goal. And we went ahead and made the sign up for you, the committee.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Thank you
very much.
Wow.
There you go.
I love Mesa.
Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations. And thank you so much for your work and your unending commitment. Ms. Clark, I did it again. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No, Mayor.
All right. We have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Luna, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.